thanks for coming on, Anne-Marie. We've got you on because you're trying to raise a bit of money for a special sensory room at your children's school. And so first off, just can you go back to the start for me? How did this all come about?
Well, I have two little daughters who have autism. Alice is 7 and Molly is 5. And they both attend, there's an autism unit in the model primary school here in Derry. And they have a fantastic setup in that classroom. It's only 8 children and the teachers are wonderful. But there's no sensory room in the school, obviously with due to budgets and cuts and everything, you know, they wouldn't have the money to do it themselves. Mm-hmm. But we do have the space there. But I've discovered the benefits, basically, of our sensory room recently, where occupational therapists have been prescribing things like sensory diets. So, and I've been to a few training sessions where I've discovered how the impact of, you know, stimulation throughout the day can affect their learning and their focus as well, and how much benefit it can be in the school setting in particular. And if you think of a child with autism, I always find the best way to experience it is like a bottle of fizzy drink. So if you shake a bottle of fizzy drink and set it down in front of someone, if they go to open it, mm-hmm. it's going to explode everywhere. So that's like what the impact of you know, sounds, smells, unpredictable events can have on children with autism. What a sensory room does is allows them to have a safe space, to experience sensory input, and to become calm and alert, and that actually gets them into a better state of mind, a better state of being, to be able to focus and learn better when they're in school. So it's really a real safe space for them, and really, really invaluable for the teachers and for all the children in terms of their growth and in terms of their learning in the classroom environment.
Mm-hmm. This definitely does sound beneficial to children with autism. And then there's also the benefit, do you think, if you go ahead and get this here, other schools might follow as well and get on board with it?
Yeah, absolutely. We would love other schools to come and visit us if they want to, and that would be absolutely brilliant. I mean, I really believe that every school should have a sensory room, and not just for children with autism, but benefit children who have learning disabilities, children who have maybe emotional difficulties or behavioural and even physical difficulties. Mm-hmm. I know that they're looking at sensory rooms in places like airports. I think Dublin Airport now has a sensory room. And some hotels, and then I think a hairdresser's up around Belfast maybe has one as well. So the benefits of a sensory room are really starting to come to the public attention, but I think in particular in schools, it would absolutely benefit the children so much. And it'd be great for children who don't have autism as well to see what a sensory room can do, to help them understand children with autism and additional needs as well. So I think the impact not just be on the children who have autism, but on the whole school, mm-hmm. In such a positive way.
Yeah, and how much do you need to raise to get the sensory room at the model school?
But our target is £2,000. So we're really, really hoping that we can do it for World Autism Week, which is in the first week of April. And really, really would love anybody who can just donate in any small way that they can, we would really, really appreciate it. It would be fantastic for the kids.
Mm-hmm. And how is the fundraising going so far?
Going great so far. We're all at 25% of our target, so fingers crossed we're keeping really, really positive about it. And the feedback from everybody has been really good as well, so fingers crossed.
Mm-hmm. And just to finish up, if people do want to donate, how do they go about doing that? Is it's a Just Giving page, isn't it?
It is. It's a Just Giving page. So if you go to justgiving.com/crowdfunding/model-primary-sensory-room, mm-hmm. and you can get it from there. Or you can, I think you can just search for it. Hopefully it'll just come up as well. But yeah, okay. That would be the link, yeah.